That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo, starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. It should be partly sunny with a high near 39 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become calm. For tonight, there'll be increasing clouds with a low around 19 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of snow before 3 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 44 and the chance of precipitation is 20%. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 51 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 62. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 55. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 63. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. Currently, with sunny skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 91%. The wind is from the northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.04, the dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 13 degrees. It is 9:05. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, December 1st party line. I am Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
December 1st, you know what that means. 24 more days until Christmas.
It is, it is. How fun is that?
I know. I can't believe already, but yes. So today's December 1st, and something else weird about it being December 1st is the next couple days are supposed to be maybe get a little snow here and there and a little cooler. But come Sunday, it's going to be 51 degrees, and then by next Thursday, 66.
Mm.
So, you know, December is coming in, giving everybody a chance to get stuff done, right?
Because it is,
it's gonna be beautiful weather. Get some shopping done here around town. Get some Christmas, outside Christmas lights. It's a good time to do it when the weather is so great. We don't even have high wind called for after Sunday. So, all next week is a good week to get all those Christmas decorations up. You've been putting off. We've got about, 24 days to Christmas. So be ready. It's going to be gorgeous. I can't wait. I just can't believe this weather forecast. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. That's not right. It's only 21 degrees outside, but there's not a lot of wind or anything, so it really doesn't feel that bad.
No, it doesn't.
For being a 21
there was frost on the window this morning again.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. You don't have to worry about that.
No,
you're spoiled.
I park in the garage. Yeah, I park in the garage, so I don't have to worry about that. But when I leave, when I'm here, I do, and I don't have remote start either.
Hmm.
Do you?
I do, but I don't use it because I am convinced that it causes problems with my van. It's an older van, and I think it has an effect on my starter or something because.
Issues. I understand that. I say, I don't have remote start, but we're 20 feet from our vehicles. We can run out and start them and come back in. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to be a little bit more spoiled than that. But I don't know. I have to labor to start my car. Well, I hope everybody's having a good morning so far. I'm very excited. If you notice, Mandy and I, we are ready because tonight is the first basketball game for the Norton Blue Jays that'll be played here in Norton against Hoxie. And so that ought to be a great game. Looking forward to listening to that on KQ&K, AM and FM, Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisenhagen. And if you can, though, go down and root for them in person, because the more the better of people there in the gymnasium cheering for them just gets them going better. So go Blue Jays. First game tonight, we'll see how it goes. But and then tomorrow starts off wrestling. That's very exciting in St. Francis and Waukini, I believe.
Yes, we have varsity going to St. Francis, and then we have a group of boys and girls going down to Trigo. And our very own Fig Millen will be traveling to Trigo and covering the wrestling in Waukini tomorrow. After talking, Fig talked with the coaches and everything. They felt that they could cover more participants and get a better coverage by traveling to Waukini. And so Fig will be broadcasting from Waukini tomorrow.
Awesome.
And Rick, if he's able to make it.
Awesome. That sounds great. I'm excited. Winter sports are starting finally. Been waiting for them to start. And you know, I want to say something else. I was listening to Coach's show, Coach Brockelman's show this morning with Fig, and we got a lot of girls out again this year.
And we do.
And they did so good last year. So girls go, boys go, all the wrestling team, good luck when your season starts tomorrow. Exciting. All right. Let's see, and then Sunday will be the Kansas City Chiefs. That will be an evening game, 6 o'clock pregame right here on KQ&K, AM and FM. And so you can catch all that action right here and on the radio station and listen to the Chiefs play against Green Bay.
Yes.
And they're going to be in Lambeau. So that ought to be a good game. Awesome. All right, I'm ready for some trivia. You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be for a Friday.
You know,
I haven't had any luck.
Think you might know this.
Okay. Send me up again.
No, I really do. I really think you might know this. Okay, so first things first, I want to let everybody know that our Norton Pizza Hut sponsors our trivia every day, and we sure do thank them for that. We want you to call them, 785-877-3359. You can order online, you can download the Pizza Hut app, and you can also stop in and dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And remember, they do deliver from open to close. Okay, if you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But once you pick it up, you do have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to the trivia. You will be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So today is Bette Midler's birthday.
I love Bette Midler.
I do too. And her music is great and her acting. I think you might know this.
Okay.
We'll see. All right. So I'm going to ask a question that has to do with Bette Midler. In the movie Beaches, good movie, Bette Midler played the character of Cece, and I want to know, who is the actress who portrayed the young Cece in the movie?
Oh, I know this. Okay. This is another one. She's on this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! What a
well, you got the right. You're on the right line.
I can't.
You know, technically, I need a name. In the movie Beaches, Bette Midler played the character.
Starts with this.
Yes. In the movie Beaches, Bette Midler played the movie. You're still not there though. Played the character of Cece. Who is the actress who
ends
portrayed
with this?
And no, Fig, that's wrong. Who is the actress who portrayed the young Cece in the movie Beaches? Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
I might.
Okay, and who is this?
Vicky.
Okay, Vicky, what is your answer?
Ariana Barrier?
No, that is not the answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Vicky. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Thank you.
Okay, who is this?
Gerald.
All right, Gerald, what's her name?
Is it Seth Young?
It is not.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is it end with that?
Yes.
I can't say
You're
it. I don't even think I can say it if I can see it. It's a weird name.
Yeah.
But I should get at least 90% because these are all the shows she's on.
You got yourself a slice of pizza. How's
okay,
that?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yes, I am.
And who is this?
Alice.
Good morning, Alice. What is your answer?
Is it Mayim Bialik?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Mayim Bialik is the person who played Cece in the movie. She also was Blossom in her TV show.
She is a co-host of Jeopardy. She's on Big Bang Theory. I had all of that. Yep. I had the M and I had the K.
So it was a breakout role for her. Yeah, you had one slice.
Okay.
It was the breakout role for her. And 2 years later, she starred in her own TV series, Blossom. She went on to co-stars Amy in the sitcom The Big Bang Theory and became one of the new hosts of the game show Jeopardy. Mayim, in addition to playing a scientist on The Big Bang Theory, has a PhD in neuroscience in real life.
She does.
Which probably helped her with that show because there was a lot of words and stuff that she probably knew already. She probably helped him.
Heck, I can't even say her name, let alone those words.
Yeah, I remember her as Blossom. And I remember her in Beaches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of my all-time crime movies. But, so Alice, she got the answer correct. And because of that, Alice won herself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Excellent. Fun. And you owe Mandy a piece.
A slice.
She
of
just
pepperoni.
Went all the way around the answer. She had everything but the middle part, literally.
Yes.
You had the beginning, the end, no middle.
Nope.
But you were there.
I tried.
Doesn't it bug you too?
I could see it. I literally could see her name. But like I said, I can't even say it when I can read it.
Good job, Alice. Hey, we're going to take a break for an open market report that's being brought to you. Wait, we'll take a phone call first. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, I'd like to wish Levi and Bethany Greason a happy 16th anniversary today, and Zach Rao a happy birthday today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. 16th anniversary. Happy anniversary and happy birthday. All right, we're going to go to our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit. Together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. So far, the country is slow to start this morning following the last 4 days of somewhat scattered, kind of light movement. Southern live deals have been at 171 to 175, mostly at 174 to 175, $2 to $3 lower than last week's weighted averages. Northern dress business has been at 275, $4 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. More sales are expected today, albeit on a somewhat limited basis. Beef cutouts are expected to be higher with light to moderate box movement. Over at the Mercantile, December live cattle down a nickel at 170.82, Feb unchanged at 171.82. January feeder cattle up 7 cents at 220.02, March up down by 40 cents at 222.17. December lean hogs unchanged at 68.77, Feb down 65 at 70.82. At the Board of Trade, December corn down a half at 461 and a quarter, March down 1 and a quarter at 481. January beans down 13 and 3 quarters at 1329, March down 13 and a quarter at 1349. December Kansas City wheat down 7 cents at 636 and a quarter, March down 8 and a half at 634 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat down 2 and 3 quarters at 567 and a half, March down 3 and 3 quarters at 594 and a quarter. Looking at crude oil futures, currently down $1.14, now up 14 cents over at crude oil futures, currently up by 70 cents, and silver up by a penny. Gasoline is up by about a quarter of a penny. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index up 592, NASDAQ down 42.42, and the S&P 500 down 536 on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also provides a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, please visit usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Can I talk now?
You can.
Okay. I have two special things. Good luck to engage all of you. Each of the Indians tonight. And Leanne and Brian, your 25th wedding anniversary is today. And Darcy Brooks is 43 today.
Well, who was that?
Darcy Brooks.
Darcy Brooks, okay.
It's 43.
All right.
And you got Brian and Leanne here for 25 years?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You guys have a great week and stay warm.
All right. Well, you too, Jean. You have a great weekend, and we look forward to hearing from you on Monday.
Make sure you tell my happy high scooter.
We promise.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, we want to thank High Plains. The Open Market Report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, December 1st Party Line. I am Natalie here with Mandy, and I think we're just about ready to get started. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, we're
going to have some fun today.
Yes, we are.
It's Friday. Yes.
Well, first things first, we want to remind you we are waiting on your phone calls. If you know anyone that's having a birthday, please call. Get them on the birthday list because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and also brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call because today at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. I keep telling you, and I want to reiterate, stop in at Garden Gate, etc. If you stopped in last week, stop in again this week because they're always getting new stuff in at Garden Gate. They have some beautiful decoration items for Christmas, and they have some wonderful one-of-a-kind gift items. Get those people crossed off your list that are hard to shop for at Garden Gate, etc. Check out Garden Gate, etc. today right here in Norton on Highway 36. Also, provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Call them today at 785-871-4109 for Click Your Heels Travel. And if you wonder why you should use a travel agent, well, Click Your Heels Travel is with you from beginning to end, no matter what. Check out Click Your Heels Travel. Give them a call. Tell them when you want to travel, and they'll get you there. 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything or found anything, call Party Line 785-877-3378. Let's see. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton Rotary Club, the Norton Honor Hunt, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. You want to start?
Sure. I will start. Tonight is the night. The Norton County Honor Hunt is scheduled for this evening. Visit and hear the stories of the Kansas veteran guest hunters during social hour starting at 6:30. A catered meal by Main Dish Hometown Catering will be starting at 7:30 with a special presentation and auction following. Tickets are just $25 per person. You can get them at the Norton Chamber office. You can also get them at the Norton Eagles or by calling 785-664-8018 or 785-871-1983. This evening wraps up a three-day event for our Norton County Honor Hunt, and we want to thank all of the hunters that have come in and shared their stories. If you've never been a part of the Norton County Honor Hunt, tonight is the time to go and do so, because you're going to get into the fields. You're gonna listen to the stories and just realize how much these veterans have done for us and our freedoms. Again, $25 per person. There are still tickets available if you are wanting to attend. It starts at 6:30 this evening with social hour. Then the meal with Main Dish Hometown Catering is at 7:30. Again, the phone number to get tickets is 785-664-8018 or 785-871-1983. One of our winners of tickets that we've been giving away on the air contacted me last night, and they're not going to be able to use their tickets due to illness, and I completely understand. You and I both know it's been going around. And I appreciate the fact that they did contact me and did not let the tickets go to waste, and we hope that they get better soon. But with that being said, we are going to re-give those tickets away for a chance. Let's just do a caller number four.
Sounds good.
Caller number four will receive two tickets to the Norton County Honor Hunt tonight. Be sure that you're going to be able to attend. If you call in to try and win these tickets, we want them to be used. We don't want them to be wasted. Caller number four, 877-33. I know we're throwing them for the loop because they thought there wasn't going to be any more tickets. We told them that yesterday. And
that's why they have to always listen to us.
They do. So caller number four for tickets to the Norton County Honor Hunt, 877-3378.
All right, so while we wait on caller number four, I'm gonna get you a little bit hungry because I'm going to talk about TNC Kitchen. You are caller number one. So let's talk about TNC Kitchen. Stop in today for their lunch buffet. You can enjoy chicken fried steak with potato, vegetable, and a roll. You're a caller two. Their dinner tonight is going to be Mexican buffet, ribeye steak, or cod. You're a caller number three. All right, we need our next caller. I'm excited. Our next caller is going to be the winner of the tickets. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. You are caller four. Who is this?
Troy Reed.
What was that again?
Troy Reed.
Yep. All right, Troy, you've won those tickets. We have them here at the radio station. You can pick those up during our regular business hours. Someone will be here until 11:30 this morning, and then we'll be back in the office from 3:30 to 5 this afternoon.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Awesome. Well, I hope they have a great time. They will. We know they will. Let's talk about tomorrow on Saturday at TNC Kitchen. You can stop in for their lunch buffet and enjoy runza bake and goulash, right? Is that what that says?
Yes.
Okay. Runza bake.
Sorry, I was in a hurry when I wrote that.
Well,
you
usually do TNC, so you probably thought, I'll read it.
Yeah.
So, runza bake a goulash tomorrow on the lunch buffet. Tomorrow night, prime rib or surf and turf. And on Sunday, you can have meatloaf, fried chicken, fish, served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Their Sunday lunch buffets come with a salad bar and dessert. And their lunch buffets, Monday through Saturdays, come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. And at TNC Kitchen, you know, if you don't have time to stop and dine in, that's okay. They make sure that you never have to miss out. Just call them, 785-877-3511, and get that order to go. Start off today with the lunch buffet at TNC Kitchen with chicken fried steak, potato, vegetable, and a roll. I do want to remind you once again that they do have some upcoming closings. Check out their Facebook page. They have it posted so that you can keep track of it. I know it's a little bit a ways yet, but I'll just start off telling you that on December 16th and 17th, they will be closed at TNC Kitchen. December 25th on Christmas, they'll be closed. December 30th through January 1st, they will have their breakfast buffet. Oh, we love that breakfast buffet. Yes. And then on January 1st, they will be open, but they'll be closing at 2 p.m. They also want to thank everyone for stopping in, and they wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year from TNC Kitchen. Tell them how grateful you are for that by stopping in today for their lunch buffet. Today is chicken fried steak with potato, vegetable, and a roll at TNC Kitchen.
If you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more, all ice cold and ready to go. They have all of your seasonal flavors in stock as well, so you're getting geared up. I know that some people start with their family gatherings earlier in the month just to get them all in. Why not take a little beverage with you when you go to your family gatherings or friend gatherings and share some of the spirits?
That's good.
That, you like that? Mm-hmm. You can also get your Kansas Lottery tickets, and you could be a winner with J&R Liquor. They're located at 112 North 1st Avenue in downtown Norton. Today is December 1st. That means it is a new month, and we have a new theme for our favorite flavor Friday recipe. You and I were talking about this and came up with this theme. Actually, you came up with the theme, and then we kind of did a powwow to come up with the actual flavors. So the theme for December is the flavors of the holiday. Flavors of the holiday, like your what you expect to eat or drink or see during the month of December. And so that is our theme for the month of December. We came up with gingerbread, peppermint, eggnog, cranberry. There was more, but we have a whole list. And today we're going to start off with gingerbread. And I am going to tell you a recipe for warm gingerbread cocktail. A warm gingerbread. Well, that makes sense. It is December. It's a little cooler, so why not warm up the insides double time? Warm gingerbread cocktail. You're going to make a gingerbread simple syrup with a quarter cup of granulated sugar, quarter cup of water, a teaspoon of molasses, half teaspoon of ground cinnamon, half teaspoon of dried ginger, a quarter teaspoon of nutmeg, a quarter teaspoon of cloves, an eighth of a teaspoon of allspice, and an eighth of a teaspoon of black pepper. So you are going to use all of that to make a gingerbread simple syrup. Then you're going to need 4 ounces or a half a cup of vodka and 1 ounce of half and half. And you can garnish with whipped cream, ginger snap cookies, and a cinnamon stick. For the gingerbread simple syrup, you're going to add all your ingredients to a small saucepan, and that's where you get the warm gingerbread cocktail. It's going to be heated up. Bring to a simmer over medium heat. Remove from the heat and strain twice through a fine mesh sieve. To serve, stir together the gingerbread simple syrup, vodka, and half in a small pitcher and pour into 2 mugs and top each with whipped cream, a ginger snap cookie, and a cinnamon stick, and you have yourself a warm gingerbread cocktail. You can get a lot of the, you can get the vodka at J&R Liquor to go with this drink and enjoy a warm gingerbread cocktail, and tune in on Fridays during the month of December for more holiday flavor recipes.
And isn't it funny? We were talking, we were thinking about what to do. We were like, well, let's do the seasons. And then we said, I bet you there's a flavor for everything. And there we got gingerbread flavored liqueur.
Gingerbread.
That is amazing. That sounds really good.
It too. Is.
Yeah.
And we had, oh, cinnamon was another one.
Cinnamon, yeah. Cranberry, gingerbread.
Peppermint.
Peppermint. Peppermint. Peppermint. You can't go wrong with peppermint. Yummy. Now I'm excited about next week. All right. Hey, I'm going to talk about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. First things first, the Chamber would like to remind everybody, and we have too, about the Angel Trees. Don't forget about them. The Norton's Lions Club is again delivering Christmas baskets to Norton County families this year. The baskets will be delivered on December 16th, starting at 9 a.m. And these baskets have all the fixings for a traditional Christmas dinner, plus many, many other food items. Also included will be wrapped Christmas presents for their children up through the age of 18. So if you would like your name on the list to receive a basket, you can get a hold of Lindsay McClure Peterson at 785-410-6345. Or you can call Sue Urban at 785-871-0095. Now, if you would like to donate to this worthwhile cause, you can send your donations to the Norton Lions Club, P.O. Box 235 here in Norton, and your donations will be very much appreciated. Also, don't forget about the angel trees that are around town. The angel trees are tags on Christmas trees. You go in and you pick a tag. For a child to be able to receive a gift or clothing, their sizes will be on the tag, their gender, so you have an idea what kind of gift to get. You go and get the gift, wrap it, take it back to the place where you bought your tag. So that'd be a good idea if you take a tag, maybe just scribble on it if it's not already on there where you got it from. Take it back where you got your tag, and they will be delivering these gifts also. They're going to be doing the deliveries on December 16th, rain or shine. It doesn't matter. They're going to make sure that those gifts get out on December 16th. They'll be starting at 9 o'clock, so there's many volunteers. If you have some time and you want to see if they need any volunteers, call Lindsay 785-410-6345 or Sue at 785-871-0095. Let them know you have some time and you'd like to volunteer. They'd be thrilled to have you do that, I'm sure. The Chamber also wants to remind you that their Mingle Bells will be taking place on December 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Heaton Building basement. You're invited to go and enjoy an evening of Christmas cheer, drinks, and snacks that are brought to you by The Bank. And the winners of the Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest, along with the Christmas display, will be announced. And one last reminder from the Chamber for today, Santa's back in town December 9th. That's next Saturday at the Heaton Building from 2 to 4 p.m. They'll also have some Youth Entrepreneur Challenge students there with their businesses set up. So you can be very impressed of all these kids' businesses they set up. It's so impressive. And kids will also be able to enjoy the Next Tech train. So next Saturday at the Heaton Building from 2 to 4 p.m., Santa will be there. Mingle Bells is December 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. And if you can donate items or you have some extra time to donate yourself, do that, and you can get a hold of Lindsay at 785-410-6345.
We're still taking your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call, and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of any couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, call them in. And at the end of today's show, a lucky couple will win a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc. And also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378. Tonight is the night for the Norton Rotary Scholarship Fund first soup supper of the season. They are going to be serving up all-you-can-eat chili, chicken and noodle soup, and cinnamon rolls with side relishes starting at 4:30 and running until 7 p.m. or until they run out. This will be at the Stool Lobby, and it will start again at 4:30 tonight against Hoxie. We invite everybody out to enjoy an all-you-can-eat soup supper. Chili, chicken and noodles with cinnamon rolls and side relish. Just want to remind you, all of the profits from the soup supper go to the Norton Rotary Scholarship Fund. We give a guaranteed at least 3 scholarships to graduating Norton County seniors each year. And so your enjoyment of the soup supper, you're not just getting a great meal. You're also helping some students get a little better start to their college career. All you can eat, adults, $8. Children 12 and under are just $5. And we hope to see you there for 4:30 until we run out. And we'll see.
Just think about a nice hot bowl of chili or soup to get you started tonight. Well, how perfect.
Exactly.
For how the weather is, and how perfect to start off a basketball game. You guys have been working hard at the Rotary, so I hope that a lot of people come and help you out and enjoy some of that delicious chili. I bet it is delicious. You know, I could have done with a little bit of a sample of this one.
I'm sorry. I did cook up some
just
of it yesterday.
Saying.
Sorry.
That's okay. I trust that it's going to be delicious. So. All right, I'm going to talk about the Norton American Legion, and they want you to know that their club room is open every Friday at 4:30, where you could enjoy some snacks. And you can also reserve that club room for things like banquets and receptions, parties, reunions, and meetings. And you can call Gary at 785-871-0509 to check on the availability and to make your reservation for the club room at the Norton American Legion. In the meantime, stop in and visit the Norton American Legion tonight at 4:30. Enjoy some snacks and some great company. And remember, at the Norton American Legion, members and guests are always welcome. Call Gary 785-871-0509. All right. Hey, it's time for some history. You ready, man?
I am ready.
History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181. Talk to them about all of your auto and light truck needs because, of course, they know tires. They are a local Goodyear dealer, but they also can service your vehicles. Call them 785-877-5181 or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer, and they're located on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, December 1st, 1913, Ford Motor Company began using a new movable assembly line that ushered in the era of mass production. Also in 1913, the first drive-in automobile service station opened in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In 1941, in the U.S., the Civil Air Patrol was created. In April of 1943, the Civil Air Patrol was placed under the jurisdiction of the Army Air Forces. In 1942, in the U.S., nationwide gasoline rationing went into effect. In 1955, Rosa Parks, a black seamstress in Montgomery, Alabama, refused to give up her seat to a white man. Mrs. Parks was arrested, marking a milestone in the civil rights movement in the United States. In 1959, 12 countries, including the U.S. and USSR, signed a treaty that set aside Antarctica as a scientific preserve, which would be free from military activity. In 1965, an airlift of refugees from Cuba to the United States began. In 1969, the U.S. government held its first draft lottery since World War II. 1986, U.S. President Ronald Reagan said he would welcome an investigation of the Iran-Contra affair if it were recommended by the Justice Department. In 1987, NASA announced four companies had been given contracts to help build a space station. The companies were Boeing Aerospace, GE's Astrospace Division, McDonnell Douglas Aeronautics, and Rocketdyne Division of Rockwell International. In 1990, Iraq accepted a U.S. offer to talk about resolving the Persian Gulf crisis. 1998, Exxon announced that it was buying Mobil for $73.7 billion, creating the largest company in the world to date. And finally, on this day, December 1st, 2013, Amazon.com CEO Jeff Bezos revealed Amazon Prime Air on 60 Minutes. The services was planned to use unmanned aerial vehicles to deliver packages to customers.
We got to check out sometime if they ever did that.
Did they? Yes, and in some areas, I think they still use it.
Because I've never known anybody that had that done.
Well, we live out in the middle of nowhere. The battery
I do.
Would probably
Most everybody I know lives.
The battery for the little plane would go dead.
Yeah, I mean, we do. I would never. But, I mean, everybody else I know lives in really big towns, and I don't know. It just seems like that would be weird.
It would be weird.
Way too futuristic. Today is December 1st. It's National Pie Day, and in the good kind, the P-I-E kind, not the P-I kind. It's National Bartender Day. Tip your bartenders. National Eat a Red Apple Day, Rosa Parks Day, and World AIDS Day. Today in music, in 1957, three rock and roll acts made their debut on the Ed Sullivan Show. The acts were Buddy Holly and the Crickets, That'll Be the Day, and Peggy Sue, Sam Cooke, You Send Me, and The Rays. In 1968, Janis Joplin made her final appearance with Big Brother and the Holding Company in San Francisco, California. In 1975, the Styx album Equinox was released. Boy, that brings back memories. In 1995, an auction of Frank Sinatra's possessions earned him more than $2 million. And in 1997, Kenny G set a record when he held a note on his saxophone for 45 minutes and 47 seconds.
That takes talent.
That takes a lot of wind. Oh, my goodness. In sports, in 1924, the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Maroons played the first NHL game to be played in the United States. The game was played at Boston Arena. In 1964, the Houston Colt 45s changed their name to the Astros. In 1967, Seattle was awarded an American League franchise. In 1967, also, Wilt Chamberlain set an NBA record when he missed 22 free throws. What a record.
What to be known for.
I know. In 1984, Doug Flutie won the 50th Heisman Trophy. And in 1994, Mike Fryer with the Seattle Seahawks was paralyzed in a car accident. Happy birthday to Woody Allen, born in 1935, the director and star of many movies, including Annie Hall. Mary Martin was born in 1913, the star who played Peter Pan on Broadway and TV. Bette Midler was born in 1945, the singer nicknamed the Divine Miss M. And Richard Pryor was born in 1940, the comedian who recorded live on the Sunset Strip.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today and over the weekend. Celebrating birthdays today, Friday, December 1st, we have Zach Rau and Dalton Fonenstil. There are no birthdays on Saturday, December 2nd. For Sunday, December 3rd, we have Justine Baker and Alan Miller and Macy Flannery.
Oh, all right. How many do we have called in?
We have two called
in. All right, let's do this.
I'm going to make you pick again.
I'll say bottom this time.
Bottom this time. All right. And get the bottom one. And that is number two. And that is Zach Rau.
Zach, happy birthday. Guess what? You just won yourself a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
We had five anniversaries called
in. I didn't realize we had that much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me find number five here. Of course, it's going to be the... Yep. All right.
All right. And we're going to go with this one, and that's number three. Now I got to find where I numbered number three. And that is Scott and Robin Sproul.
Scott, Robin, happy anniversary, kids. Guess what? You get to celebrate with a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel.
Recapping our phone calls, we have good luck going out to all the Blue Jays from your biggest fan in Colorado. Happy birthday to Zach Rau and Darcy Brooks, who is celebrating her 43rd birthday. Happy anniversary to Levi and Bethany Greason, celebrating 16, and Brian and Leanne Shearer, who are celebrating their 25th anniversary.
We want to thank our sponsors from today. We want to thank the Norton Rotary. Hey, go early to the game. Get some chili and soup before you start off. Enjoy that chili and soup and while you're helping out the Rotary with those scholarships. The Norton Honor Hunt, the Norton Theater, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you we get to be here. All right, well, that just about does it. Let me remind you that tonight will be the first basketball game of the season. That'll be played here in Norton, but we're also going to be playing it on KQ&K, AM and FM. Jeff Porter and Bruxton Eisenhagen are going to be calling that game, so we're very excited about that. Tomorrow starts wrestling. Fig will be in Waukini calling the wrestling. There'll also be wrestling tomorrow in
St. Francis.
Yep. But Fig will be in Waukini, so tune in to KQ&K throughout the day. We all know how wrestling goes, right? On and off throughout the day. For updates and calling all the matches for Norton wrestlers, so we're excited about that. And then on Sunday, you can tune in at 6 p.m. for pregame and 7:10 for the game of the Kansas City Chiefs against the Green Bay Packers. So, fun weekend we've got ahead of us. I'm excited. I can't wait till tonight. I'm really excited that winter sports is starting. All right. Well, Mandy, I hope you have a good day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nat.
Have fun tonight.
Yes.
I hope the Rotary...
Going to be busy, busy, hopefully.
I hope so. Yep, I hope so. Go out and... Who doesn't love chili, right? Go out and enjoy some chili. It'd be a perfect night for it. And in the meantime, I hope everybody has a great weekend this weekend. And don't forget about us on Monday for Party Line. Same time, same place.